This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
A motive for a deadly shooting, a lost lottery ticket, and weather at the polls. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. Let's dive right into it and talk about weather impacting voters. They say in the southeastern part of the United States, a lot of our fabulous affiliates are located there. So when you have severe thunderstorms, winds, heavy rain, all that kind of stuff, does that prevent people from making their ways to go and vote? And in some cases it does. About 5 million would be in the path of what we would call that severe overnight kind of weather. So people listening in Mississippi, Arkansas, Tennessee, Louisiana, and Texas, you even had a tornado watch late on Monday. I know the people in my neighborhood. They're like the postman. It doesn't matter. Rain, snow, sleet, throw anything at them, and they are going to go and vote. Bob Ney knows what it's like to court voters. He's a former congressman from Ohio from Talk Media News. Bob, do you think there is a deal with the weather when it's really severe? And do you worry about that when you're running, that, oh, no, we're having this, not catastrophe, but really bad weather? It may actually keep some people away from a midterm election?
Oh, absolutely. Now, the old myth is, if the weather's nice, it hurts Republicans. That's the old myth, because they say, well, the Republicans get out to vote no matter what. I'm not sure that applies that much. But, yes, weather's a factor. You have to really worry about it. If you have a primary, for example, in the winter,
yeah,
and in Ohio, that's a tough time to have a primary. So, yeah, you have to worry.
That is a tough time to have a primary. I have to say, digging out of snow would be, that would dissuade me. That would be the one thing that would...
Well, also, how do you go door to door and get your people out during the winter? You know, things
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so now we've got this story about the president and Sessions saying that there could be voter fraud, and there may be this huge showdown after the election results in the midterm. Is this just a preemptive measure on their part to kind of throw that out there, or what do you think?
I think so. Look, right now from the Democratic side, from friends of mine, Kate, I'm hearing already about, well, voter suppression possible, you know, and voter IDs and things. And then you hear from the Republican side about, you know, potential fraud. You always hear this. Steny Hoyer from Maryland, the Democratic number two guy, and I did the Help America Vote Act years back, 2002. And we tried to address, you know, fraud issues and disenfranchisement in a federal bill. But like anything, you can't write perfection into something. There's always going to be some cases. But I mean, do I think there's widespread voter fraud? No. I don't think there was widespread voter fraud last election. When it comes down to it, there are just not rampant cases of it all across the country.
Yeah. When you look at this election and there's some tight races, is it, we've talked about this before, is it a referendum on the president? Do we always look at it that way?
Well, they tend to. You know, midterm elections, they always say, you know, the party in power loses some seats. But I don't think it's as much. I mean, it's a referendum on President Trump. But then again, because I'm making some predictions, the House is going to go Democratic. But if it goes according to the numbers, I think, which is 228 Democratic members versus 207 Republican members, and even if it's 235, which was going to be my original guess, it's up to 65-some seats, number one. It'll be close. The Senate's going to stay Republican, probably 53-47. It's going to, you know, maybe 52-48. One way or the other, the Senate's Republican. So if it was a total referendum on Donald Trump, the Senate would flip also. So it's partial referendum. It's all local politics also. And, frankly, the House had members that quit one after the other after the other that were like seats like Ed Royce in California, Republican, Rodney Frelinghuysen in New Jersey. Those are tough seats. Had they stayed, they won the seats. Once they leave, it makes it difficult. So the Republicans had too many. Partial referendum, but no, I think it would be stereotyping to say, well, the whole thing was Donald Trump. If that's the case, the Senate would flip.
Yeah, there you go. I agree with you wholeheartedly. How about this? You sent me an interesting story today, and I think this gets lost because of the midterm elections and other conversations that are happening. But the 2020 census questionnaire, one of the questions the Trump administration wants on that questionnaire is this person a citizen of the United States? There is a federal trial that just started in New York City over this. This is a pretty big deal, isn't it?
Well, it is. 1951 was the last time we asked that question. And the Trump administration wants to ask it again. Are you a citizen? And some people may not answer it because they think, oh, they're going to come get me, you know, or whatever. But here's the real thing I think is behind this, why the Democratic side is upset. It's the old Pink Floyd song, Money, Money, Money. Well, you know, people don't think about this sometimes, but when they count the voters, when they count the census, I mean, then communities get money based on how many people you have. So if you ask the question, are you, you know, a citizen or not, if they answer, then will they not count that as more money federally? And most of the, a lot of the people who are not citizen are in urban centers and maybe in cities where, you know, those cities want that money. So if less people answer, guess what? Chicago, Los Angeles, et cetera, they're not going to get as much federal money because it's based a lot per capita. So I think it's boiling down a lot to money.
Yeah, boy, so do I.
That's how the Fed funds come in.
Yeah, yeah, that's a huge part of it, no doubt about that. Well, it's going to be interesting, that's for sure. And, you know, you talked about it, that what do we watch on election day? And the answer is the results. Yeah, what do the results tell us?
I'm going with, you know, the House Democratic, but if my numbers are right, you know, 228 or if they're 235 or whatever, but either way, it's going to be hard for the Democratic side because if they do win and they pick Nancy Pelosi as Speaker, it is going to be instant lightning rod. They're going to have to do everything perfect. This may actually play into Trump's hands. He can triangulate the entire system just like Bill Clinton did. And we, you know, triangulation, Kate, is a wonderful political term we use for manipulation of the system. Bill Clinton signed working for welfare. Well, hey, the Democratic side was mad about that. He didn't care. So, you know, Trump could pick and choose. So it may not be the end of the world for him personally if the House flips. Now, if the Senate flipped, that would be tough for him.
That would be tough because that's a whole different ball game. Absolutely.
Sure.
All right, Bob Ney, as always, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
So you heard Bob and his prediction. The Dems take the House and the Senate goes to the Republicans. There are some close fights if you believe in what the polls are saying. But you know how the polls can shift in lots of different directions. Early voting tends to point to a blue wave, supposedly. So now here we go. 32 million Americans have voted early or by absentee ballots. Democrats across the country could maybe be poised for upset after upset after upset. But we'll see, because a few of these are really, really tight. Which ones? We'll talk about that throughout the show. Coming up next, a horrible shooting, a deadly one, at a yoga studio in Florida. They've come up with a motive. What is it? And a lottery ticket that pays $198 million. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? God said, man said.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. God said, man said.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. God said, man said.com. Sin bones, St. Peter's fish, hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
All right, let me set the table for you. Since you're all guests here on the show, coming up, we've got the mailbag, and this is a good time to remind you a couple of things. One, if you want to get in touch with me, no more americatonight.net. That was too messy. People never could find it. They went to .com, yada, yada. They held me hostage at .com, so I wasn't paying thousands of dollars for that. So guess what? KateDelaneyRadio.com. Just go there, KateDelaneyRadio.com. And you can, and we're building up that site so you can see what we're doing on the show. I mentioned I was going to do behind the scenes of the show at Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. So I'm kind of giving you the lineup of that. And if you want to send me an email, that's where you go. If you go to KateDelaneyRadio.com, click on Contact, boom. And a lot of you have found it, so it doesn't seem to be a problem. We'll hit the mailbag and all of your thoughts coming up around the bend. Plus, we go invade the man cave in our last segment. We wrap up another week in football. A good time to remind you, on Wednesday, in our last segment of the first hour, we do this very cool thing called Nail the Score. Eric, this time around, who emailed us, his name was drawn from the hat. He won some Buffalo Wild Wings. But if you correctly nail the score, it's like just picking lottery numbers. Guess what? You win the America Tonight prize closet and all the bragging rights. So you don't have to know anything about football. You're just guessing a number. I think this team wins, and I think this is what the final score is going to be. And we have regulars that are awesome. Sometimes Dan from Texas when he's around, but always Sharon in Maine and always Pete in Texas. They're great. They always call in and participate. I'm pulling for one of the regulars or someone else to win. We've had two winners in the past. All right, speaking of winning, can you imagine the feeling? I can't imagine this. Can you imagine having a winning lottery ticket and you're just kind of hanging on to it? You throw it, you know, it's in your purse, it's in your wallet. You're going to check that sucker, but just not right this second. So a single grandmother from Iowa came forward to claim her share of the $700 million Powerball jackpot from last month. Her name was Leary Lynn West, and she opted for the $198 million lump sum. And she was so cute and so together. I thought she was very together in getting this prize. I mean, you know, they threw confetti at her as she kind of walked up to the microphones, and it had to be shocking to see that. 343 plus numbers is insane. You take out the taxes and, oh my gosh. But hey, congratulations to her. Must be nice, right? To realize I just plunked down a couple of bucks and then look what happened. Somebody's got to win. They always say that someone's got to win. So not a winner here, a real loser. And unfortunately, it doesn't do anything to bring back the people that he killed. A Florida yoga studio gunman was fired from substitute teaching in two counties. So he killed and wounded five other people at a yoga studio in Tallahassee. And that's what they say. He had been fired as a substitute teacher from these two different school systems. 40-year-old. He's a 40-year-old guy, Scott Burley. He had a history of arrests for grabbing young women at Florida State University on the campus, but he was able to work as a substitute teacher, and he was fired in May for unprofessional conduct, is what they wrote on the records. He was working in another district, same thing. He asked a female student if she was ticklish, then tried to tickle her. So he had a problem. He was a nutball. And he got removed from the classroom, went to the principal's office, all that kind of stuff, tried to make a statement, but he left the campus before that could happen. And even the deputy ran to catch up with him and bring him back for questioning. So here it is that, you know, what they're saying at the school is some of the teachers that had a few brushes with him, they're saying, one woman said, you know, to be honest, he put off kind of a psychopath vibe. He gave off sort of a real strange aura. He never smiled. He put you on edge if you were talking with him and you were alone. So be that as it may. And he was doing things like surfing porn sites at the middle school. So, of course, once they started to find this stuff out, he's not going to get hired as a substitute teacher. He's done. And that's exactly the deal. He was done. So his character or the way he came off, there were plenty of people that weren't saying, oh, I know when you always hear, I seem like a good person. Can't believe that happened. Doesn't make any sense. Nobody's saying that in this case. But how would you ever know that he's going to go into a yoga studio and he's going to kill people? And that's exactly what happened in this case. So he fires and kills innocent people and wounds others. And it's just sad. Sad that that happened. Sad there was no one there that could stop him. And it just becomes another one of those ugly statistics and stories that we, you know, talk about is what do you do? Do you lock doors of places now? I mean, you know, these are, think about it, a temple, a church, a school, a doctor's office, where you work. You know, are we looking over our shoulders? And you just don't know. They certainly weren't thinking in this Tallahassee yoga studio that somebody's going to come in and that's going to be what the end is for some of the people that are simply there teaching or on the mats and getting exercise. And whew, wow, crazy. What is crazy is the crazy turnout for the midterms, the absentee voting, and I've already mentioned this, the people who are turning out and doing the early voting thing. That's a good sign. In some cases, if we try to read the tea leaves, maybe for some of the incumbents, but maybe not, depending on the scenario. I think with what we've seen with polling, you don't hedge your bets, right? Don't hedge your bets. Okay, so here's a couple of things. In Florida, Rick Scott and the incumbent, the Senate race between incumbent Bill Nelson, the Dem, and the Republican governor, Rick Scott, they're saying it's so close, it's going to be like 2,000 votes. So late polls have the slight edge to either one. And it's just that too close. There's no calling it, oh, just by a little smidge, the governor wins it. And both of them are already holding political office, different kinds of political office. Well, I mean, you know, one's the incumbent and one was the governor. In Nevada, polls show a virtual tie between the Republican Senator Dean Heller and the Democrat Congressman Jackie Rosen. Past the weekend, Dems led in early voting with 41%, Republicans 38%. That is darn close. So this comes down to the wire. Definitely. And then in Tennessee, they're saying so many Tennesseans voted early in the midterm elections that different polls have given the lead in the close Senate race to the Republican Marsha Blackburn or Democratic former Governor Phil Bredesen. But it's just that same thing again, where early vote up and down, too close to call. So you got a handful that are definitely too close to call. And I think that it's going to be a long election night for some people. In Texas, Beto O'Rourke and Republican Senator Ted Cruz, so Beto O'Rourke is the Democrat, they say that's too close to call. That 54% of early votes were cast by women, they're saying that's probably bad news for Cruz in that tight race. So that would be big. And the highest turnout, Dallas and Travis counties, which would be more weighted toward Democrats, there would be a shocker if that flipped. And I think it's just so tight. It's too tight of a race to say, well, it's definitely going to go this way or that way. And they've had a bunch of debates, and there's lots of conversation about Beto O'Rourke and Ted Cruz. What do you have to say about voting and such? And how about that criminal, El Chapo? Suddenly, there's interest in him. Why? He's on trial. We're talking about it in the mailbag next.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Rush can have 2 hours, 3 hours. There's nobody like him. There never has been anybody like him. I was speaking to Sean Hannity backstage. Do we love Sean, by the way?
President Trump wraps up weeks and weeks of campaigning for Republicans in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, hometown of conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh.
Somebody said that the president and all of us have been labeled by some Democrats in the media divisive. Divisive? The Democrats haven't even accepted they lost the election in 2016.
Also at the Make America Great event, Fox News host Sean Hannity and Judge Jeanine Pirro.
If you like the America that he is making now, you've got to make sure you get out there.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains.
Let's do mailman.
Excited as I am, and for good reason, because, you know, you look at where we're at, and you look at the early voting and the conversation about voting and a conversation about a slew of what else is happening in the nation. I always say America tonight is about the buzz in the land. And what is the buzz in the land? Because I have my ear to the ground, and people are calling out throughout the day, and all of you have jumped into the mailbag on some of that. The shootings, what happened at the temple, the Tree of Life, and in Pittsburgh, and then this yoga shooting at the yoga studio in Tallahassee, and how it hurts your heart, frankly. And we are not in the heat, but you can definitely dislike something, but it has nothing to do with it. These were innocent victims in this case, and that's not lost on any of you. I got this one from George, who says, Kate Delaney, I love your show. You know what I like about your show? That I have a feeling I would enjoy having a drink with you or lunch and just talking. The fact that you invite anybody, whether they are, as you say, left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between, I admire that, because it would be so easy to just trash one side or the other, and you'd probably make millions of dollars, and who knows where your career would go. But the art of the conversation is not lost on you, so stick with it. And here is my question to you. Do people realize that in some of these cases, in fact, in most of the shootings that we've now just recently seen, you have such innocent people that aren't even tied in any way to the places that they're shooting, the places where they're killing people? It's just raw hate for something that's going on in their life, or for people that they decide as a group are awful, and they're just going to go randomly into any place that represents them and where they may gather and kill them. And that is a very, very dangerous and scary thing, don't you think? I think, George, thank you for the compliment. You're right. There are guys out there making millions of dollars. I just saw my buddy works for Premier, and our pal George Norrie, who's the nicest guy, too, by the way, and I hope he gets whatever he can. I'm a capitalist, and whatever you can get, you get. And he's got a nice contract, and he's been doing it for a long time. So, you know, and Sean Hannity and some of the other guys. So, as to the deal on no connection, I agree. I mean, hate is hate is hate is hate, and if you hate that much, you gotta release that in some other way. And here's what I don't understand: there's no regard for their own life, because either they take themselves out the chicken way and kill themselves, or if they're captured by the SWAT team or whoever comes in, then they're going to face a trial, and maybe they get the death penalty, maybe they don't, it's life in prison. And look at the lives that are destroyed. Gosh, innocent people. We live in the greatest country in the face of the earth. How dare you wipe people out just on a whim because you read something, hear something, don't like your love life, decide you're going to blame all people of one nationality, race, whatever. I mean, give me a break, honestly. I don't care what your academic level is. I don't care if you went to school, didn't go to school. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's, wow, life is so precious. There's another sunset to see. There's another place to go fish. There's something cool to read, whatever it is. And to just fill up on all the other nonsense is beyond the way I was raised, let me tell you. You know, and raised by people who were either super educated, or my grandfather was probably the smartest of them all, truck driver, had to feed his family, had an eighth grade through eighth grade education. And he, like I said, he was probably the smartest of all of us. And he's the one who taught me that. Tolerance, right? Tolerance. That's what it is. No tolerance. And then somebody that's just not right, fueling that in the opposite direction. All right. This one is from Thomas. And Thomas says, what a scary time for our nation. And I like what I heard you say maybe a week or so ago, and maybe you've said this before, that if you don't like the system, instead of whining, crying, kvetching, and everything else about it, get involved. And if you get involved locally, then perhaps you know more about the candidates, maybe somebody you like can move further up the chain. But how can they get there with this political machine we have right now, and especially if people are apathetic? What would it mean if people weren't apathetic and everybody who could vote for the most part did? Would that not be insane, Kate? It would be insane, because we never see that. You know, if you get 50%, it's incredible. And in other countries, it's mandatory, and then they force you to vote a certain way. In some other countries. So I agree. Instead of bemoaning the system, come up with some solutions. If you can, right? Get involved somehow. Go to your city council meetings. Go beyond that. Find out the way people are voting. Make sure the candidate you think represents you really does represent you. And if not, look at what other people are saying and compare all that. Just do a little bit of research. It's not even require a massive amount of research to do that. Mm-mm. Crazy. All right, here's another one. This one is from Renee, who says, Kate, didn't you ever hear that saying where you get more bees with honey than vinegar? And I think this is such a true statement when it comes to some of the rhetoric that's out there. Even the president in an interview said that he regrets the tone he used during his first couple years in office and said it could be actually softer. Did you see that? I know what you're talking about. He did an interview with Sinclair Broadcasting, somebody who was a reporter there. And he said, I'm not sure I want to reveal all of them. He said, but there's certain things that I would be different about. And he said his tone, meaning, you know, I feel to a certain extent I had no choice, but maybe I could have been a little bit softer. And he also said he would love to get along with Democrats, suggesting bipartisanship has to wait until after the elections. And then he refuted the idea that his heated immigration comments have led to fear-mongering and racism. And he said, I don't think so. It's not racist, just that people have to come into our country legally. Otherwise, you don't have a country. So it was pretty interesting to hear him say that. Especially, here's the thing, and we know this anyway, in elections, regardless, if you look at the campaigns, there is always the back and forth, what I call kneecapping, the verbal kneecapping between candidates. In some races, maybe not as bad as others, but boy, if you listen to most of the spots that I've seen and I've traveled around, they have all kind of leaned in that direction. I mean, almost all of them. And you know, it's interesting because I got this from Ira, who says, Kate, I'm listening to you in Missouri, and I'm wondering if you think Claire McCaskill is going to lose or not. Well, you know, timely question, because she is behind the challenger. Josh Hawley is ahead, and it's very, 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 very close. He edges her out just by a couple of percents, like 3 percentage points. So it's undecided, but it's close. It is very, very, very close. She might not win. There's a good chance he could win, especially with some of the initiatives on the ballot and stuff. And Emerson College did a poll, and he had 49%. She had 46%. And the poll also found that the president is more liked than disliked in Missouri, and that 47% give him a favorable rating and 46% unfavorable, and that the majority support legalizing medicinal marijuana and the measure raising minimum wage to $12 an hour. There, it's 60% to 31%. So this is it. I mean, this is going to be one of those nail biters at the end, as to whether the Missouri Attorney General is going to beat the incumbent or not. She was always considered to be pretty vulnerable, you know, after the president took Missouri by almost 20 percentage points. I mean, that really put her on that teeter-totter, if you will. So interesting, I think. Incredibly interesting, actually. And then in Montana, because I got this one from Frank, Kate, is it too close to call the Montana Senate race? We hear that it is here. All the polls are showing that. And they're telling you the right thing, of course. I just saw one the other day that showed that that the Democrat, John Tester, leads the Republican, Matt Rosendale, but barely. I mean, it's just too close to call. So it's hit the ground running. You had Don Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle, who were in Montana stumping for the Republican Matt Rosendale just a day or two ago. Music means we're stepping aside, and the band will play us into Invade the Man Cave round the bend here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Together. It is about me when it's Dez Bryant, and Dez Bryant is really wanting to get back into the NFL. After his days as the Dallas Cowboy, as a Dallas Cowboy wide receiver were over, he was looking. It seemed like he was going to maybe go to Cleveland. Didn't happen. So now he might have a new window. The Saints are bringing him in for a workout, and what does that mean? It means that they just released Brandon Marshall, the 6-time Pro Bowl wide receiver who was released by the Seahawks last Tuesday, and veteran Aiken will also try out for the team. Bryant, who's been unsigned since being released by the Cowboys in April, is also being brought in, and he wants to play football, and he still thinks he has the right stuff. He's been working out and everything else, and so we'll see. The Saints are 7-1. They have the their, you know, choice of whoever they want to bring in. They've got a wide receiver in Michael Thomas, who's fourth in the NFL with 880 yards receiving on 70 catches, but no other player has more than 12 catches. So, you know, you've got the rookie third round pick, Tre'Quan Smith, who stepped in for injured Ted Ginn Jr., who was on injured reserve, but it's shake and bake there right now. So somebody, I think they're going to make an offer to somebody. Will it be him or will it be somebody else? That remains to be seen, right? All right, so in the meantime, let's jump into a few other things like the Dallas Cowboys. We do a Nail the Score feature on our Wednesday into Thursday show, the last segment of the first hour, where you get a chance for bragging rights. Even if you love football, hate football, don't have an opinion, it doesn't matter. We're trying to have some fun. All right, we're trying to have some fun. But the bottom line is, I tell everyone this is because it's a guessing game, so you don't have to be analyzing either side. You pick a side and you give us a number. You know, like tonight, if you had predicted that the Titans would beat the Cowboys 28-14, ding, 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 you would nail the score. That wasn't our game of the week, but if it was, you would have nailed the score. The game of the week was the Packers and the Patriots, and nobody nailed the score. So now, what's happened with the Dallas Cowboys is, once again, they're beaten, and they haven't been back to vie for a Super Bowl in decades. Fans are restless. 2 weeks to prepare for the Tennessee Titans, and they lose at home to the Tennessee Titans. Ooh, the Cowboys not getting a stop on third downs. The Titans converting 8 of their 10 third down chances. That's not good. I mean, they jumped into the fourth quarter trailing. Their defense wasn't doing anything. So now with this loss to Tennessee, they fall to 3-5. So you get Amari Cooper in a trade. You have a wide receiver target who should be pretty good for you. But Dak Prescott fumbled 7 times this season, lost 4 with the sack fumble. And it's just a nightmare kind of. It's a nightmare for the Cowboys. And they're in a wide-open NFC East. Luckily, nobody's running away with it, so they're not completely out of it. What will Jerry Jones do? Will he fire his coach, Jason Garrett, or not? A couple other quick things. The Raiders, remember, I'm a capitalist. The Raiders gave John Gruden to come back to coach the Raiders over $100 million, just over $100 million. The Raiders are brutal. The Raiders lost to the 49ers starting off the week. You know what the score was? 34-3 on Thursday. Wow. And you had a rookie quarterback who comes in for burns you for 262 yards and 3 touchdowns. Most productive NFL debut that anyone can remember. Oh, that is so sad. And then what happens with the Raiders next? Well, with all these losses, now they've got the Chargers in Los Angeles. Then they're at the Cardinals, at the Ravens. Then they have the Chiefs. Oh, that's going to be a boring snorefest game. And the Steelers. And I mean, who knows? And they keep tearing down the roster. So they released another veteran, a defensive end, Bruce Irvin. And that's what they're doing. They're clearing. They haven't even scored 10 points in 3 of their past 4 games. So you heard what I said. They haven't cleared more than 10 points during the 3 of their last 4 games. Yikes. But, you know, he's the coach for the foreseeable future. He's not getting replaced. He says everybody wants to play for them in 2019. You better hurry up and get some giddy up. All right, I got a glow about this guy. He's a Texan. He went to Texas Tech from Lubbock. Patrick Mahomes has been incredible. Just a second year in the league, the Chiefs beat the Browns, and he threw for 375 yards and 3 touchdowns. He is having a moment, and then some. His quarterback rating is 29 touchdowns. The people in Kansas City just love him. He's 23. He was taken in, he was drafted in 2017 first round, 10th pick by Kansas City. Boy, was that a smart pick, because he has really, really been fun to watch. Just another great week for Patrick Mahomes. And in the man cave, this is what people would be talking about. If we're talking about sports, you're talking about the NFL, then they're going to be talking about Pat Mahomes. That's for sure. Major League Baseball is out of here for now, and pitchers and catchers don't report until February. They just had the big parade last week for the Red Sox, and even took a victory lap at Gillette Stadium on Sunday when the Patriots took on the Packers. The fans have gone crazy for them, of course. They had one unbelievable year, just an unbelievable year. And, you know, as always, it's the team that I think plays with the most, not just momentum, they create the momentum because they play like a team. So the Red Sox played like a team, and this is where they end up. They end up winning the whole thing, having the big parade, yada, yada, yeah. So pretty interesting. The Mets are one of those teams on the opposite side where they're having to fire people and figure it all out. So that's their challenge. You have Brody Van Wagenen, who made his first public moves as the general manager for the Mets. He fired the hitting coach and the bullpen coach, and announced that the manager, Mickey Callaway, will have a new bench coach. So they got to retool, because New York went 77-85, and it was his first year as the GM. So that's going to put you on the firing line right away. They just, you know, it's such a marathon in baseball. You only get so much before they won't tolerate you. And then they got to make a change. We're making a change. If you watch any college football, and there's some pride there for college football, even if you didn't go to the school but you live near the school, boy, it was an interesting week, week 10, where you had a couple of really romps. And look at LSU. They check in at 3. They have a big zero on the board. Alabama at 1 destroys them 29-0. Tua, the quarterback for the Crimson Tide, who I think wins the Heisman, throws for 295 yards and 2 touchdowns. Clemson killed Louisville. Notre Dame still perfect. Big challenge in Northwestern, but they met that challenge 31-21. And hey, Michigan could be knocking on that door. They ripped apart Penn State. Georgia beat Kentucky. Oh, it's too hard to call. What's it going to look like at the end of the season? Makes it pretty interesting. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight. Remember, you can always hit me up at katedelaneyradio.com. Let your thoughts flow. Click on contact, and I'll check it out. Be safe, everyone.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.